Evan and Tiki on this insanely busy Tuesday afternoon here in New York City. New York Yankees get set to try to take a commanding 2-0 lead tonight in the American League Championship Series. It's going to be another crisp October-like night. Temperatures in the high 40s, a brisk wind, and the Yankees hand the ball to their ace, Gerrit Cole, against Tanner Bibee. We're going to take you right up until Yankee pregame show tonight. Obviously, the Mets have an off day before an electric Citi Field. We'll welcome them back home tomorrow night for Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. And then you have the New York Jets, who put together your typical same old Jet kind of loss on Monday night. They follow it up by finally acquiring Devontae Adams. And we talked to a man who probably feels the way I feel, which is conflicted, pissed off to no end about the Jets, and also giddy about the Mets. Joe Beningo's Football Monday on a Tuesday call-in is brought to you by Empire City Casino. Winners play here by Approved Oil. Lock in your low oil rate at freezetherate.com. And by H.O. Gross Jewelers of Garden City. What a very weird Monday, Joe. Enthusiasm during the day, and then your typical disgusting pain at night.
You know, let me start with the negative. Why not? you know, you could. How many? You've heard me say this before, and again, it's so appropriate for this franchise. You can change the owner, you can change the coaches, you can change the GM, you can change the quarterback, you can change the players. You could change the stadium. You could change the practice facility. You could change the uniforms. You could change whatever you want to change. You could change the lunchroom. You could change whatever you want to change about this franchise. The results never change. Never. And what's happening right now, you know, Aaron Rodgers came here to, and I hate to say the word, change the culture, but let's say change the karma of this franchise. And what's happening right now to Aaron Rodgers is he is being engulfed in the karma of this franchise. You look at this team right now, as bad as it's been for the last 3 weeks, if this freaking kicker, okay, all right, if he makes three kicks, we're 4-2. I mean, let's be honest.
You're right.
As bad as they have played, if he makes the 50-yarder against the Broncos, which he would have made last year when who cares when they stink, if he would have made the two yesterday, they'd be 4-2 right now. Now, I'm not exonerating them from what we saw yesterday, where mistake after, you know, we'll start with the first drive. Breece Hall, can he catch a pass with two hands?
Big drop.
With two hands?
Big drop.
What are you doing? He's trying to one-hand the ball. What are you doing? You know? I mean, the penalties, by the way, Tyron Smith would not be my starting left tackle this week. I would play the kid Fasanu at left tackle.
Yeah.
Tyron Smith was brutal yesterday. The penalty on the goal line cost him a touchdown. There was one play where Epineza went around him like a statue and just destroyed Rodgers. I mean, I don't know how Rodgers gets up. I mean, he's getting a you-know-what beat out of him. I can only imagine what T.J. Watt and, you know, and Cameron Haywood are going to do next week, you know. I mean, come on. There was another one where the same thing happened, right? Even though he didn't get sacked, he got hit. I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. And you got big games out of Lazard. Lazard was unbelievable, made a couple unbelievable catches. The Hail Mary, the one that he caught, I don't know how he caught that one down the middle, right? Breece had a big game, although, could he get in the end zone on that run? Could he cut back? Or what? Get in the freaking end zone, Breece. And then, of course, you knew they weren't scoring from 3 yards out. I would have threw a pass on every play. Don't even try to run. I wouldn't even try to run there. No, I would. I would just throw a pass on every play from the 3 yards.
I also thought Garrett, you know, Tiki said, maybe I'm wrong about this because I didn't play in the league.
Garrett should have caught the ball.
I thought he should have caught the ball.
Of course.
But it was a tough hit.
But Tiki.
He got crushed.
He got crushed. And look, he had a good game. Garrett had a good game again. You know, that's the other thing. Yeah. You know, two guys over 100 yards. You know what I mean?
Right.
But can he catch the ball? You got to catch the ball. And then the other big penalty on Tippmann, okay, which kind of got washed away. The last drive of the game, he hits Breece Hall first down. They're inside the 40-yard line, inside the Bills' 40-yard line, and they get a holding penalty on Tippmann. And here's the other thing, too, okay, and we'll get to the Mets, but here's the other thing. The biggest problem that this league has is the officiating. 22 flags. I mean, it's not just the Jets. That was a disgrace last night. I mean, who's paying, Tiki, who's paying money to sit there in the freezing cold last night? Because I wasn't there. I mean, you know, I was home watching the Mets and then the Jet game. But freezing cold. I mean, people were telling me it was like it was 20 degrees out with the wind. It was brutal. to sit there and have to, you know, have to endure penalty after penalty, bad call after bad call, pass interference calls where the ball's sailing over guys' heads, roughing the passer. Even Rodgers said
right.
the one roughing the passer that he got called, you know, for him wasn't even roughing the passer.
When do you hear
right.
that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you heard a player say that,
right?
But it wasn't roughing the passer.
But neither, that's the point.
Was, and neither was the other one.
There were way too many penalties
in this game. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, that's. I mean,
but some of them
they got to address this, right. though, don't
yeah,
they?
But they make it such a point of emphasis to protect the quarterback that when you see something that might be it, they're going to call it, and it sucks. But I think the problem with the penalties is that some of these are just egregious. Like when you have the end of the line of scrimmage not covered, so your right tackle is uncovered. And this happened to the Bills,
right.
actually. It's twice, 79, the right, who was that? Right. That's Deion Dawkins. He's uncovered twice. You have to call it. You know what I mean? You can't miss that one.
Certainly you can't false starts. There's things
right.
you got to call.
The holdings are the one that bother me, especially when
the one on Tyron Smith at the goal line. Come on,
right.
he was already in the end zone.
Especially when they're interior and it's not consequential to the play.
Right.
Those are the ones that bother me.
100%. And it was a couple pass interference for both teams
right.
that sailed. They were uncatchable balls.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean, come on. Even whoever the new referee, you know, the Gene Steratore of ESPN, whoever he is, was even saying that last night, you know? So I don't know what to think. I mean, with this team right now, the defense stinks. The defensive line. Michael Clemens should be cut. I'm going to tell you right now. Michael Clemens is brutal. Get this guy out of here. Kinlaw stinks. He's terrible. Solomon Thomas stinks. And another one, too. Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
Is he still play for us?
He's regressed big
time. I don't want to hear that he's getting double teamed. You know, Dexter Lawrence has had 17 guys blocking him.
Listen,
okay?
One thing we've learned,
defensive tackle in football.
Quinnen Williams is not Dexter Lawrence.
No.
I mean, he's not even close.
No.
Maybe he was a year ago or two.
Maybe.
Not now he isn't.
And here's the other thing, too. And you know this. You're going to go nuts when I say this because it's so true. Did he ever recover a fumble?
No, never.
The ball is out. Something, you know, Quincy Williams has his hands on the ball and he doesn't recover it.
Yeah.
What a huge play. And the next play, they don't sack Allen. He gets out of the pressure and he hits the tight end for a touchdown.
Of course.
Very next play.
Of course.
Unbelievable.
The thing that's so infuriating is that they're this close to winning every one of these games.
Well, that's my point.
And in a weird way, it gives you hope. That's why one thing I didn't want to hear today, and I've heard Sean said it, a few other people said it. I don't want to pick on just Sean. He's not the only one. Well, it's too late. They traded for Davante Adams. It's too late. It's not too late.
Nah. They got 11 games to play.
Yes,
I mean, come on.
There's plenty of time. They should.
Right.
I'm not saying they're going to beat the Steelers, but if they beat the Steelers, they should beat the Patriots. They should be 500.
Right,
and
right.
all these games recently, you mentioned Greg Zuerlein. I don't know what the hell happened to him.
In a kicker to give him some confidence. I got no confidence in him. Do you have any confidence in him anymore?
No, it's hard not to. When you miss big kicks like that in moments.
32 yards, Tiki.
Yeah, right. I know the wind was
right.
howling out
right,
there, but
right, right.
sometimes you just can't overthink it. And it felt like he was overthinking.
Right.
I mean, just barely missed it. But
he hit the upright twice on both of them.
But that's overthinking to me.
Those are
right.
killers.
Right.
I mean, it's what
killers.
Look, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, I'm losing track of weeks, a 50-yarder, it sucked.
That was Denver, right. 3 weeks ago.
It's a long one.
And it was a crappy weather day.
It was rainy, crappy day.
I get
the water line.
I'm annoyed. I get a 32-yarder.
Now you got to make it.
To give your team the lead, you got to make that kick.
Got to make it. There's just no other way to say it. I mean, you have to make it. So look, Rodgers, I thought, played really well last night. I mean, he made some tremendous throws. He hits that Hail Mary. You know, Mike Williams, what was he doing on that last play? He'll be gone. Mike Williams is gone.
Yes.
Davante Adams is here now. Williams is out. But I'm telling you, I would definitely not start Tyron Smith. I played a kid at left tackle. Let me see, because the offensive line, he's getting hit a lot. And I did run the ball a little better, but still, okay, they ran, you know, Breece had 113 yards. He was much better running the ball. But he's getting hit too much, Rodgers. I would make that move, and I tell you, I would cut Michael Clemens and send a message to this football team.
Well,
that's what Jeff Ulbrich needs to do, because, Teek, this guy is terrible.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be Joe Douglas's move to do so. But I think, don't they have to make a roster move?
Yeah.
They have to make a roster move.
So I think Williams is gone.
Something's going to happen. Davante Adams.
Well, I think Mike Williams is gone. Joe's right. I mean, especially when Aaron Rodgers ran him over after the game, basically saying he ran the wrong route.
He really did.
Yeah.
He did.
I mean, he completely did, which you very rarely see a quarterback do, but I think Aaron already knew. I think he knew he's done anyway. What
well,
the
Rodgers is ticked off. I mean, look, you can't tell me any different. I mean, the guy is ticked. He knows what I'm just saying.
He was
that they should be 4-2.
Well,
they should have
Joe, it was early. From the beginning of this game, you saw him.
Yeah.
The drop pass by Breece.
Yeah.
The one where he tried to one-hand
on the opening drive of the game, he was ticked off right away.
Right away.
And he should be. You know? I mean, seriously, you know what, Teague? This is one thing about him. I love that because I haven't had that with my quarterback.
Right.
I want him ticked off.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes the quarterback's got to be the bad guy.
No question.
And you heard this with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? When Baker Mayfield came in saying things about Tom Brady, how Tom made it uncomfortable here, and Tom fired back. Well, it's uncomfortable not to have championships. Sometimes you got to be the ass when you're the quarterback. And
he's
playing
damn well, Baker Mayfield, I'll tell you that.
He really has been, but he's different than Tom. But sometimes you need, especially when you have the issues, procedural, pre-snap, you know, route discipline, all these things that he alludes to, and sometimes talks over everybody's head, but that's what you got to be the guy that people are mad at because you're hard on them. And if you're not hard on them, they're not going to get better at it.
Yeah, no, I love it about him. And I'll say what I said weeks ago. You know, as long as when we were 2-1, as long as this guy's quarterback, I think we have a chance. Mm-hmm. But he's got to stay healthy, and he's getting hit a lot. I thought on one hit last night where he looked groggy to me, and he stayed in the game. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It might have been the Epineza hit that wasn't a sack.
Yeah.
Might have been that, where he looked a little groggy.
He's taking a lot of hits. There's no question about it. Luckily, he didn't try to make too many plays or any play with his legs yesterday.
No, he didn't run at all.
I think
you
realize that, you know, while, you may gain 5 or 6 yards to get a first down, it's probably not the best business decision.
Right.
The Devontae Adams trade, to me, it's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
I mean, you got to go for it.
Should have been done already.
Yes.
Should have been done already.
Yeah, so you love it, obviously.
Of course. How could I not love it?
Yeah.
Bring him in. Get Williams out. You got a good three rotating receivers, man. You got Wilson, Lazard. If Lazard's going to play like this, and hold on to the ball like he played last night, he does have like 5 touchdowns, Lazard.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's crazy. But, you know, and now you add Devontae to the mix. I mean, that's pretty good. You know,
now they got to win.
They got to win
because they got to win. The time is ticking. Like we could say it's all right in front of them.
Got to win.
The Steelers on side, and that isn't going to be easy because you mentioned it.
Easy.
Their defense is ridiculous.
Please, you know, and you know Justin Fields could run, and running quarterbacks kill us. That concerns me. And Harris can run the ball. And it's Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, it's Mike Tomlin against, I don't know what our coach is right now.
Right. And one thing about Pittsburgh, and I was hearing about this morning, that they are considering, and I think you're going to take this as a positive, Joe.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, they're considering starting Wilson over Justin Fields.
Are you serious? I mean, if I'm Pittsburgh, look, I think Fields has potential.
Right.
He also
has athletic ability. So if all things goes to crap, he's gonna escape and create plays, keep plays alive. Whereas Russell, he's regressed.
I don't know
if
he wants to play anymore, Teague. Does he really want to play Russell Wilson? I think he's gotten very soft, hasn't he?
He's bounced around now. This is the third team in 3 years. So it's kind of like the luster has worn off of his.
He was to me. He was a no question Hall of Famer, even with not getting that second Super Bowl. I don't think he's that anymore. Do you agree with that?
I don't think he's close because of the peers that he's playing with now and the guys that he's going to be judged against.
Right.
And he never got into that MVP conversation. He got close a couple of times, but
he was there for a while. If
he
would have won two,
if they
would have won that second one. Thank you so much, Pete Carroll.
Right.
I mean, maybe it would have been a little different. I thought he was one of the top 2 or 3 quarterbacks in the league for a while.
Yeah, those are too.
Not anymore.
I've never seen a guy fall from grace as quickly as he has.
Yeah.
Now, think about this scenario, Joe, because I think this is a likely scenario at this point.
Good.
Game 6, Mets, Dodgers,
I've already,
and Jets, Steelers at the same
time. Here's my game plan. I think the game plan, I got to see. I'm sure I got 3 TVs, with all the bells and whistles. I'm sure there's a way to get the double picture here. But at worst, my game plan is this, okay? First of all, it'd be nice if we just wrapped it up in 5 and won at Citi Field and let's have a party, but we know that's not gonna happen. We know we're gonna have to go back to LA and win it in LA.
I agree with that.
But I'm confident. Believe me, I have nothing but confidence with this team. But we'll get to that. But I guess the game plan would be this, bro. I'd have the football game on TV with the sound off.
Mm.
and Howie Rose on the radio with the Met game. I think that's what the play would be. And then obviously between commercials, you know, which there be, which there are 8 gazillion in football, and then the halftime, you know, I'll go to the Met game. So I think that that is probably the Beningo game plan for next Sunday night.
And to your point, hopefully, this is the dream scenario. The Mets come back to Citi Field, and they just win, and advance to the World Series.
But let me tell you right now how great, you know, again, Francisco Lindor, when he hits this home run yesterday to start the game, I knew we were going to win. I got to tell you right then, that to me, that was similar, and I hate to bring him up because I can't stand him, and I got to see him on Fox. But to me, it was like Jeter against Bobby Jones in the World Series in 2000, because you knew immediately we were going
to
lose.
You know what's funny that you say that? Because to me, I'm thinking about what had happened for us. I'm thinking of Len Dykstra at Fenway.
Right.
And Jose
I was at
Reyes.
That game, by the way. Wow. I was at game three at Fenway, three rows behind the Red Sox dugout. I had this unbelievable seats. My former brother-in-law, okay, got me these seats. And him and I went. I was on play. Yeah, I was at that. Oil Cam Boyd hits the home run off Oil Cam Boyd. They got 4 runs in that game, I believe, in the first inning, and just went from there. And
those are the two things that jumped out at me when he hit the home run. I was thinking of, obviously, Dykstra, I don't remember, but I know about it. The leadoff home run in game three, down 2-0.
I think negative.
So you're thinking Jeter?
I think because I can't stand. I just can't stand Jeter. I have respect for all the Yankees. You know, going back to Mickey and
Why
Roger.
Why do you not like Jeter?
No, I can't.
He killed the Mets, Tiki.
He's a big phony, number one, and number two, he's an all-time Met killer. You want to talk about Chipper Jones, Pat Burrell, you know, these guys, please.
I would think Chipper was worse.
Nah. I got a lot more respect for Chipper. And seriously, I have respect. I Bernie Williams, Andy Pettit, Mariano, you know, O'Neill, Tino, nothing but respect for all of these guys. Don Mattingly, Reggie Jackson, go right down the line. Thurman Munson, Greg Nettles, nothing but respect. Guidry, no doubt. But freaking Jeter, no way.
And you know what? To his point, like, if I'm telling you, like, the top horrible moments as a Met fan,
okay,
that Jeter first pitch against Bobby Jones is
and
up
And you knew
there.
The game was over.
It was over. It was done.
And that's how I felt yesterday with Lindor when he hit it, because not only is it the home run, but, okay, your stupid 33-inning streak without giving up a run is over now. See ya. That's history, okay? Forget about it. And just, you know, and then just go from there. By the way, that was all done in the World Series by the 1966 Orioles. This is, you know, you can't compare – to me, you know, what was done in the Division Series and into the League Championship Series was something that was completely done in the 1966.
Right, and also they did it with like 35 different relievers, and the Orioles did it with one of the great rotations in the history of baseball.
It was started by Mo Drabowski in Game 1. You know, the Dodgers scored, I believe Jim LaFeba hit a home run in Game 1 of that series, right? And those are the only two-run homer. Those are the only two runs the Dodgers scored in that series.
That's crazy.
They got shut out in every other game.
Let me ask you this, because I
just
know...
Just to throw that out there. That Lindor home run, I knew we were going to win the game right then and there.
If this thing gets to a game... Well, it will get to a game five. We know that. Whether it's 2-2, up 3-1, down 3-1.
Of course.
Do you go back to Senga, or do you just say, screw it, I'm starting Peterson?
Peterson's got to pitch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, he's been terrific at it. I know he got beat up a little bit in game one. He's been terrific out of the pen for them. But he's also, he was great as a starter. I mean, the huge game he pitched against Milwaukee. I realized Milwaukee at that point, you know, I don't know if you want to say they were mailing it in, but the huge game on Sunday in Milwaukee that he pitched great, one hitter, 7 innings, you know, he deserves it. I mean, if it comes down to game five, get Peterson out there. Let's go.
I think it's very important that Met fans, we've been legendary over the years with
chance hit people. Need to win tomorrow,
bro.
We need to win.
Oh, no doubt.
We need to get the jump on them. We got to stay
Absolutely.
Keep the jump on them.
I think it's important, Met fans, never let Shohei Ohtani forget anything over these next 3 days.
Please.
And I've been
By the way, I heard, now I don't know. I heard his interpreter bet the Mets on the money line.
I think
that's
that,
what I heard. I mean, I don't know.
Before
he
the
made
season?
A little wager in jail. No, he was in jail. Wait, you think there's no gambling? There's no gambling in jail, T? Come on, we know better.
I mean, we do.
I want so badly
gambling in jail.
I guess so.
I think you're just limited on how much you can collect.
Right. Sure. Well, maybe. Don't worry, Shohei's getting the money. Shohei's going to take care of him when he gets out. I mean, come on.
I want Met fans to chant, and I've been thinking about it. I'm like, what can they chant at Ohtani? Forget that gets in his head.
Interpreter. All right, that's it.
I was thinking about the gambling, because best of all, not only do I think it can get to Ohtani, I want to hear the Fox broadcast crew, especially that Dodger ass kisser, Joe Davis, have to save the world. He's the Dodger announcer.
Well, the other guy's Johnson. How about the people that we get for our games? We get Adam Wainwright, okay? All right? Okay, Beltran's still looking at the pitch, okay? I was there for that disaster, too.
Yeah.
But we get Adam Wainwright, right? We got Jeter. I have no problem with it. I love Poppy because he was a great Yankee killer. And I like A-Rod. I'm one of the few guys that actually likes A-Rod. By the way, A-Rod actually picked the Mets to win the series.
He did. And Jeter picked the Yankees.
Of course. Did Jeter pick the Yankees? Of course.
Of course he did, yes.
By the way, could the Yankees, I mean, you talk about
didn't
here.
Didn't he pick the Orioles to win the division?
Who did he?
Jeter.
Oh, he may have. He may have.
Yeah, you know what? But seriously, the Yankees, if you're a Yankee fan, I mean, come on. I mean, really. I mean, no more than five games against this inferior team. You could not have got, I mean, what a setup for them.
Right.
It's a setup.
Well, listen, give me a setup. I mean,
we don't have a setup. We play the best team in baseball. What are we doing?
You play a team that has to bullpen half their game. So, I mean, you're kind of set up as well.
With starting pitching, you're right. But honestly.
Nah, this is the best team. They won 98 games. They're playing the Dodgers.
All these injuries in the rotation.
Stop. They're the Dodgers. Come on. They got the Golden Boy.
You have to do like Diaz did in the ninth inning.
Right.
Just throw him fastballs.
But can Diaz do me a favor and give me a clean inning once in a while?
No, he makes you sweat.
Do we ever have a closing?
You won by four runs, man. It's all good. Chill out. It was a high leverage situation.
Tiggy, please.
But the first two guys on in the ninth.
You don't understand what it is. The closers that we have had to deal with. The closers,
intentional.
Why would you intentionally walk him with a four-run lead? Let him hit the ball out of the ballpark. I don't care. Don't walk.
Because you know you're coming back who was it? It was Teoscar and...
He struck out Mookie Betts. He struck out Hernandez. And he struck out good buddy Freddie Freeman. Right. I get it.
All with heat. No,
but you got to understand the history of Met closers, okay? See, you got to understand this, Tiki. There has never been a Met closer who gets it done easily. Absolutely no one.
Evan knows this. He was all in Freddie Freeman's head. I know that much. Because that slider dropped off the table, and he was
done. I love Diaz. Yeah, look, I think Diaz might be the best closer we've ever had. I think you can start to make the case for that. I mean, you know, ahead of Franco, you know, ahead of Tug McGraw, ahead of Jesse Orosco, ahead of all these guys. I think you could start to make that case for him. Certainly ahead of Billy Wagner.
Oh, God. Yeah, he was overrated.
Billy Wagner was the most overrated relief pitcher of all time.
100%.
And they want to stick him in a Hall of Fame. Oh, God. Anyway.
All Edwin's got to do is, I don't love the stress either. Just get it done. Right. And even though he added stress game four against the Phillies, first two guys on base, same thing with the Dodgers.
You know what?
Get it done.
Evan's got Evan. Well, you do too.
What?
Edwin's got big ones, bro.
He does.
I'm going to say he's got big balls. He does. There's no question about it. So that's why I have confidence in him. Even though I'm hiding under the bed.
Yeah.
As it's happening.
If Edwin blows a game, here's a difference between him and a guy like Armando. Armando Benitez would blow it because he couldn't handle the moment. If Edwin Diaz blows a game in this NLCS or the World Series, it's not going to be because of the moment. It's just going to be because. He just blows games here and there.
He does.
We saw during the regular season because I thought his most important save was right after he blew the game to Arizona where Corbin Carroll hit the grand slam. That next day was the most important save he had all year. So he's shown you that
ability. I'll give you another one. I tell you, to me, you want to give me the most important save, and I give them credit for this. After he blew it in Atlanta, and he doesn't cover first base in that game.
Yeah.
And then Lindor comes back to hit the two-run homer, and he basically goes to Carlos and says, look, I'm in for this night, ninth inning. And he closes it out after he blew it. That was big. That was a big deal for Edwin Diaz.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
So
that really was.
Your confidence is high. The Mets will win this series, and we're headed towards the Subway World Series.
I'm ready. Let's take – I want it all, bro. At the parade, finally, our own freaking parade of a team that we root for. It's not the Giants. It's not the Yankees. Because we had to work those, Tiki. That's the only reason we got there. Okay? We weren't there of our own volition, I can tell you that. Basically getting off the plane in Phoenix and in rain, have to sit there with the Giants going on. But nevertheless, okay? Be that as it may. We won't rehash that. But I'm telling you, man, and to do it in what would be, let's be honest, the greatest moment in the history of the franchise. The Phillies, forget the Brewers, the Phillies, the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean, there would not be a script that could possibly be better than that.
Well said, Joe.
Let's go, bro.
Let's
go. I'm pumped up.
Indeed. Good talking. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, bro.
See you, Joe.
Be well, bro. Take care of yourself. God bless.
Joe Beningo. It's a very mixed time as a Met Jet fan. Mm-hmm. You're excited about the Mets. You're depressed about the Jets. It's a very, very strange time.
You should be excited about the Jets, despite the loss last night.
It's tough to be excited when you lose a game like last night.
But you're still right there. Still.
You know what I'll be excited to?
All in front of you.
And this is the beauty of football, and I think Sean's the same way. I think when we get closer to the following week, you re-excite yourself
right
for the hope and the magic of the NFL.
And a standalone Monday night game where you lose it when you could have won it, it sits with you.
Yeah.
Because it was the only thing that was on. There was nothing else to distract you.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, well, at least the, I don't know, think of another team. At least the Miami Dolphins played terrible.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, you're the only football team in town. You didn't have the Yankee game to distract you.
It's like the Giants. It's like, at least the Dallas Cowboys got their ass kicked too.
Right.
Being a football fan is a lot like intercourse. You're your most honest self immediately afterwards.
Oh, my God.
The anticipation is when you're, you know, a little naive.
Where did you mean sleepy?
I forget. I'll let...
Where did this show turn?
Am I wrong?
I mean, we're a PG show, and all of a sudden he's talking about, what did you say?
Nothing. We'll move on.
I mean, my goodness, I didn't see that one coming. Yeah, like, if you're a Giant fan, you were pissed off Monday morning, and you were pissed off Monday afternoon. At some point this week, maybe you got there now, you're already starting to think about the opportunity to beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
That happens. And so I will get there as a Jet fan, but not when it's been less than 24 hours after losing to the freaking Buffalo Bills in a game that was for first place. Incredible. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Another crazy sports night. This time, there's only one game as opposed to three or two. The Yankees are the only team in town as they play game two against the Cleveland Guardians. But Ingo said something, and I know this has been said a lot. Joe has said this. Met fans have said this. And it's a kind of a demeaning comment about the Yankees. And it's this, what an easy road to a World Series. And here's what I would take issue with. My issue isn't debating if it's easy or not. My issue is if it matters or not. Because the reality is, it doesn't matter. When your team wins a world championship, if that's what the Yankees end up doing, very rarely, if ever, are we talking about the kind of teams they went through to win a championship. In fact, I've been around to see a few titles, not of my own team, but of other teams. And the only time we talk so specifically and glowingly about a route taken to win a world championship came from the 2007 New York Giants, because it was unique and it was special. They beat a division rival in the Dallas Cowboys. They went to a legendary Lambeau Field and beat a Hall of Fame quarterback. And then, obviously, the creme de creme, they knocked off an undefeated team. But outside of that, like 2009, I'll use the Yankees as an example since this kind of statement is being used against them.
Right.
Do you care that you beat the Minnesota Twins for the 500th time? Does it matter? Does it matter that the Angels stunk and you beat them in the ALCS? Now, you did beat the Phillies, the defending world champions. But my point is, we've never broken that down nor cared about it.
Right.
So me diminishing the Angels or the Twins, it doesn't matter. They won the World Series. When you think of 2009, you think of winning a world championship. And by the way, if the Yankees do win a world championship, they will beat one of two teams. They will either beat their crosstown rivals for the second time in their history and put to bed the OMG phenomenon, or
the new evil empire?
They beat the new evil empire.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Well, you only beat the Royals and you only... Who gives a rat's patoot?
Right. If they win the championship, it would be because they did something epic to do so.
Yeah, they will have beaten somebody that means a lot to you. Beating the Dodgers as the new evil empire with the star power, I think, means something. And obviously beating the Mets just as a crosstown
rival.
Let's
also not forget, I know the Central is what it is, but the Guardians have been one of the best teams in baseball all season long, right?
Bingo. This is Major League Baseball 162 games. Yeah. This isn't playing an 8-9 NFC South champion.
You know what I mean? This is like, not a team that just snuck into the wild card.
Just because it's not sexy with the pedigree, you mentioned it, the Yankees have played Cleveland more times than anybody else in the postseason. The Yankees have had a pretty rich postseason. So maybe a little respect for what Cleveland is constantly here and around this postseason, too?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Look, it's not about defending or ripping them because the Cleveland Guardians are a nameless, faceless opponent. Mm-hmm. They're just in your way. It's all they are. They have some really good players. They have a really good back end of their bullpen, which the Yankees didn't see last night
because
they jumped out to an early lead. Credit to them. They've got a future Hall of Famer in Jose Ramirez. They have an incredibly good hitter in Stephen Kwan. Like, they've got good players. No one's denying that. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is instead of getting into the weeds on if Cleveland's good or not, tell anybody who says it, who cares?
Yeah.
It just it just doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, you don't get extra credit because you went through a tougher road.
No, it's just you play who you play. So you can't help the schedule in the regular season, just like you can't help who makes it in the postseason, whether it was lucky or not that they made it.
Right.
Now, look, they earned it, Cleveland Guardians. I mean, they had a tough duty against Skubal in that game five, and they took advantage of it. So give them credit.
Yeah. You have to beat the teams in front of them.
Right.
That's all that matters.
Who cares if it's easy or not? You still have to win.
Yeah, because honestly, other than that Giant team, I don't remember it ever being a thing where you break down who you beat as if, oh, this was more impressive or that was more impressive.
Well, I think it was in this case because of, like, right after the wild card, it was the talking point that everybody wanted to throw out there. Oh, these are the teams that are left? Oh, this should be a cakewalk.
Well, but what does everybody think? The Yankees are going to get to the World Series if it's the Mets or if it's the Dodgers and the Yankees? They're going to get swept because of their path?
Yeah, because they weren't challenged.
You know what I mean?
I don't think anyone's suggesting that. I think it's more diminishing what they've accomplished by getting to a World Series. And I just can't buy that school of thought because getting to the World Series is a really big accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And if teams that we thought were better, like, think about how stupid all of us were. I'm going to mock all of us. We sat here arguing about the Astros and the Orioles and who's better and who's tougher for the Yankees. Meanwhile, both of those losers got exterminated immediately in the wild card
and
round.
We should have kind of known it or expected it because the Orioles could never quite get it together in the regular season. And the Houston Astros started so horrendously bad and then had a little bit lighter of a schedule post-All-Star break. So it just made it easier for them to look the part as opposed to actually being the part. Whereas the Yankees were the part all year long.
When the Yankees end this on Friday night and we're sitting there, we're enjoying our weekend, we have a nice week off before the World Series starts, nobody's going to give a damn who they played. We're just going to be enjoying the moment.
I'm telling you, I don't remember in any route, you could take any team that's gone on a championship run where we actually nitpick who they beat. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like something Sean Marash would do if the Jets went on a deep run.
I actually would not.
Well, the Chiefs got knocked off early, and so you only had to play the Chargers. That doesn't count the same. This isn't, like, it's not a real victory.
Nah, Evan,
I can see you doing that.
Evan, I have a lot of tools in my toolbox. That, on runs, is not one of them.
You would never use that tool?
Nope. Okay. Nope. All I would say is, huh, it's about time. I wouldn't diminish their, with their path.
You'd go with the it's about time trick.
Yeah, you still got a couple to catch up to me, and I'd pull that thing up.
That's lame, by the way. If that's the best you got, you better come up with new material.
I won't have to worry about it, pal.
Would you say that if the Mets beat the Yankees in the World Series? Like, great. You only got three. We've got a million more.
No. That's not. If the Mets beat the Yankees in the World Series, I already know, and I've already given you a sneak peek, and I'll stick to it, so I'm not going to surprise anybody. Congrats, you evened up the score.
I will tell you, and I said this on the air. I think I said this on the Rico. I don't know if I said this on WFAN, but I want to say this on WFAN because I really believe this. Deep down in my soul, the Yankees and the Mets are not playing in the World Series.
Hmm.
I just don't feel it. I don't feel it in my bones. And I know that's not like a analytical or scientific baseball reason. I'm not giving you a baseball reason because baseball reasons could tell you something completely different. I'm just telling you that when I sat there in 2000, there was a story that made perfect sense. The Mets and the Yankees came close in 99. They had a budding rivalry in 2000. Obviously, the Mike Piazza, Roger Clemens stuff, Doc Gooden returns. You could feel it. Like, it was inevitable. I remember sitting there because the Mets had advanced. They had beaten the Cardinals in five. Watching Yankees-Mariners knowing the Yankees are winning. Like, there's no question in my mind that this Subway World Series is happening. And this one is such a taking-you-by-surprise kind of run that as I sit here today and the Mets have a lot of work to do, they obviously got to win three more. Yankees have to win three more. I don't feel it in my stomach. I just don't think it's going
to
happen.
Then you must think the Mets are losing, because if you don't feel this Yankee team going to the World Series in your stomach, I don't have to tell you.
And I totally get that response, because I think that most people have more confidence in the Yankees doing it than the Mets. I'm not even saying that. I'm taking all the... My brain has been eliminated from this discussion. This is just my stomach and my heart. I'm just telling you, and you can save the tape, we are not getting a Subway World Series. Just the feeling I have.
But think about this Mets season.
Yes.
Right? Let's start with the game in Atlanta.
Okay.
The Braves, they never beat the Braves. This is the spot they always lose in. And they did what, Evan? They beat the Braves.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then down 2-0 against Milwaukee in a spot. Maybe they never get it done. They got it done. Then they beat the Phillies. So why wouldn't the season end with the ultimate? Because I know what the temperature is going to be here.
Yeah.
The Yankees are going to ruin this magical run. This is how you prove... I get
the story that you're writing. Like, I totally get that. But you also are conveniently doing things to make the story better. So I'll give you a specific example. If you were really writing a revenge story, why didn't they play the Padres? The Padres are a team they owed revenge to.
Well, right.
They have no revenge issue with the Brewers, and they don't even really have one with the Phillies unless you're really harping on the regular season of 2007. Like, so you're creating the arc to make it better for you, which I get. So I don't think
it's not so much the revenge. It's just, okay, this is a team that the haters are going to say are better. Because I've heard it, the goalposts moving, you need ice to ice down your arms. Oh, you'll never beat the Brewers. Oh, you'll never get past the Braves. Oh, you'll never beat the Phillies. Dodgers are the best team in baseball. And then here come the big, bad Yankees.
Okay. I give you credit, Positive Tommy. You've been saying Mets-Yankees for a while now. I'm just telling you, I don't feel it in my bones.
And then
it's called the bones test. I use it every once in a while.
Which means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, do you feel... Watch, can you play this with me, Tiki?
Go ahead.
All right, because Tiki's a very analytical guy. Like, for example, I sent him a story this morning about a scientist basically saying, look, we have discovered intelligent life on another planet.
No, they think it's intelligent.
They think it's intelligent. And I sent it to Tiki all excited, and he's like, well, they still need to peer review it. They need to... blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, come on. In your bones, all right?
Yes. Are there aliens? Is there intelligent civilization on a star 4.5 light years away?
Go ahead, fine. Answer the question.
No, I don't
think that. Okay, that's fine. It's in Tiki's bones. There is no intelligent life on another planet.
Yes, I think it's interference from some unseen object.
Totally fair, by the way. All right, now here's my second bones question. In your bones, are the New York Mets playing the New York Yankees in the 2024 World Series?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel that.
Sean Morash, in your bones, very big bones, by the way. Do you feel it deep in your bones that the New York Mets are playing the New York Yankees in the World Series?
Can I pass? Don't make me the bad guy. I don't want to be the bad guy.
Well, I already said it's not going to happen, so why are you the bad guy? I've already the bad guy. So I've already taken that. If you want to agree with me, you can agree with me.
I feel like I've used a lot of my poking at the Jets stuff today, and I genuinely, sincerely mean this. This is not a shot at the Mets. I think the Dodgers are winning the series.
That's fine. So you agree with me?
I do. But everybody's going, oh, he's trolling.
Forget about...
This is a bones thing.
My bones feeling is it's Yankees-Dodgers.
Yes. You're doing the bones thing, and you got specific on how it's not going to happen. I'm not even getting specific. I'm just telling you, in my bones, I think it's more likely we see Mets-Guardians or Yankees-Dodgers or even Guardians-Dodgers than Mets-Yankees. I just don't... I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. I used to... I try to be factual with what I'm saying. I'm just being... In my bones, I don't feel it. It's not happening. Why the hell did I just spend a fortune on World Series tickets? I don't know.
Well, they'll refund you and... December.
Or I'll go to Yankees Dodgers. I didn't even want to tell you. Yankees put tickets on sale today.
Yeah. Did you get them?
I one game. I finally got tickets. And if I told you how much I paid, you'd punch me in the face. Squarely in the face.
Really?
Yeah. You would say, Evan, I'm not allowing this. And you would punch me in the face. Game one of the World Series. That's the only game I was able to get.
Upper deck?
They're actually really good seats.
Oh,
that's
my
why,
God.
That's why Tiki would punch me.
Well, I mean, you never splurge on yourself, so.
Well, this isn't really for myself. And here's the other problem.
How much?
So the Mets are putting them on sale tomorrow. Yankees did it today. I can't reveal.
How much?
Just tell us more or less than renting a house for a week in North Carolina.
For a week?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'd say less.
For all the tickets?
I got two tickets.
Okay, so and less than a house rental in North Carolina.
That's kind of the issue. So I go to buy tickets. They will not let you buy more than two.
Really?
That, I swear to God. And I think the Mets will do the same thing. Where they only...
It's almost like they force you on the secondary market then.
Kind of.
So and that's weird.
Because
if you're willing to give them the money, why would they want the secondary market to get the multiple number of people?
You know what I think it is? They don't want... I respect the Yankees for this. I think the Knicks do this too. They don't want somebody buying the tickets to sell them. I'm obviously not. Like, even if the Mets didn't make it, I would honestly go to the World Series at this point. Because, you know, it's WFAN. We're afternoon drive. We got to go.
Meaning so, if the Yankees are in it.
Yeah, like if the Mets don't make it. Right. So if it's Dodgers against Yankees, I'm going to go. I'm not selling them. But I think a lot of people do buy tickets to sell them. And I think a part of why they put a two-person.
That makes sense.
But here's the problem. If it's Mets versus Yankees, I got a son who's into it.
Yeah.
I got a dad who's into it.
So you can only take one?
I got a wife who wants to go. I got a father-in-law who's a Yankee fan. And Positive Tommy's like, what about me?
That's right.
I think I know how much.
Mm. You figured out how much?
Yeah, I think I did.
All right, go ahead.
You spent, let's just call it, give or take, $480 a ticket.
Are you kidding me? Are you being a troll right now?
That's how much non-legend seats on the or the Yankees put out there for.
No, they're not. The I'm cheapest on the Yankees ticket for the World Series was over, well over that.
Can I tell you what the Yankees have put on their website?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Can you click on that and try to
Can you buy them now?
This was their postseason pricing they put out on the website. It says they're sold out at this point. They have the Legends pricing. Here's the World Series.
Let's hear the prices. Go.
World Series full. Oh, this is for the season ticket holders. The non-season ticket holders. Okay.
Yeah.
$656 a ticket.
I'll tell you
that's
right now.
That's a good-in price.
I'll tell you right now, wasn't that number.
That's for Champions front row, no Legends.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I went on the Yankee website for work because Yankees put World Series tickets on sale today. The Mets are doing it tomorrow, by the way. So no one is jinxing it. Like, you kind of have to do that.
Field level, $625, no sweet stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, I got killed, man. I spent a lot
And that's first market.
Yeah, well, my first market price was a lot more Tiki.
You must have gotten fantastic seats.
They're okay. I can't go home tonight, though.
Oh, boy.
When my wife figures out how much, especially with it only being two.
Yeah.
I mean, what the
heck? You'll be sleeping on the couch.
You better hope those Knicks Blazers tickets sell well, huh?
Yeah, and in all fairness, Evan's buying these tickets with the blood of Kevin Durant, with the blood of the Mets bullpen in April. This is the emotional hedge fund that he has.
Nah, you know what it honestly is?
It's not the college fund.
My dad did this in 2000, and I will never forget. So he was a season ticket holder. I took the season tickets from him when he kind of retired from it. And he said to me when the Mets played the Yankees in the World Series, we are going to go to every game. Mm. We're going to go. We're going to move hell or high water. It's a lifetime experience. We're going. Now, game one, Yankee Stadium, I didn't even sit with my dad. I didn't even sit with him. I swear to
you
God.
You only got individual tickets.
We had three tickets, but my sister wanted to go.
Oh,
and obviously, he was right. He's like, I'm sitting with your sister. I'll send you out somewhere else. So I sat by myself behind Johnny Cochran in right field for game one. Game two, me and my dad were together, upper deck, corner left field. Okay, and then game six was the dilemma. We had really good tickets. And my dad said, you know what we got to do? We got to sell these tickets and just buy cheaper tickets to pay off the amount of money we've spent going to the Subway Series. And I'm like, you know what? I can't blame you for that. Like, I understand.
Right.
Game six obviously never happened.
Right.
The Yankees won in five. So my attitude is, and I'm sure there are a lot of New Yorkers like this, Met fans and Yankee fans, as crazy as the numbers are going to be, if there is a Subway Series, if I'm wrong about it, I got to be in the building, and I want to take my son, and I want to take my dad.
Right.
The problem is I'm going to have to sell my house.
Right.
I mean, that's the only problem.
Or you could just sit in your house.
Nah, you know.
That's what I'm going to do.
T, I don't blame you for doing that. I don't blame most people for doing it. But I don't want to ever regret not being there.
Yeah, I know. I feel you.
So I'm going to try, even if it means my wife's like, what are we doing? We're renting the house out for the summer so we can pay off Subway World Series tickets? Yeah. You want to come, Sean, or not really?
I'd love to.
All right. Have you seen a championship?
No. Well, yeah, so the Aces win one.
No, a local team that you root for.
I've been to plenty of playoff wins
but
for my team.
You haven't seen a championship.
Never seen the confetti come down, no.
Crazy. You know what? If it's Yankees-Dodgers, I'll take you to Game 6.
Thanks, kid.
Me and you. You know what tickets I have, actually, by the way?
What's that?
Game 7 of the ALCS. Do you think we'll use them?
No.
No?
Nah, unfortunately. You know, you get a little refund back, put it in the
pocket. I will get a refund back, luckily. Let's get to some of your calls. I apologize. Tim in Norwalk, Connecticut. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's up? I haven't talked to you since it was 6-3 Mets before the Lindor big home run. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. Well, good to talk to you, man.
Tiki, and then Tiki pretty much said he was like, you cut him off. You cut him off, and you said Tim is on his Yankee ivory tower. I don't know if you remember.
I do remember that, actually.
I think but, so. Man, there's so much to talk about right now. Hey, Devontae Adams, Evan, I'm a Jets fan. And you said there's no such thing as a Yankees-Jets fan. But you know what? Right now, it's all about baseball right now. And right now, I'm looking at prices on tickets right now and everything right now. But right now, the New York Yankees and the New York Mets right now are going to be in the Subway Series. And that's something that it's really rare. You're never going to ever see this happen twice in your lifetime.
No, I know. But I think that's a part of why there'd be an urgency to go. And I'll tell you something I noticed that's very interesting. The Yankee secondary market prices for tonight, not that high. And I wonder if a lot of that is people saying, I'm saving my shekels for a World Series, no, whether it's against the Mets or the Dodgers.
I mean, it's going to be sold out tonight, but it still feels like I kind of get the sense that Sean has that this will be over quickly. And why am I wasting my time?
What does Evan call it? A mea culpa?
Is that what I call it?
When it's finished? What do you keep saying?
Mea culpa is like my bad.
Yeah, it's not a mea
what
culpa.
What do you say? You keep saying when
accompli?
It's
something.
Ah, that's it.
Fait accompli, yeah. No, I get that. Because I was talking to a buddy of mine last night who went to the game, and he said, I had a great time. I didn't feel like the place was electric. Mm. And I said, why do you think that's the case? So I wonder if there's a lot of, we're waiting. Because right now, you could sit in a decent seat. Still expensive, by the way. Right. I don't want to act like it's cheap. It's not cheap. It's just cheaper compared to going to a World Series or Dodger Stadium or Citi Field. Like, you could sit in decent seats for about $150.
Wow.
Just not bad.
And think about it. It's going to be the Mets, but even if it's the Dodgers, both opponents are very sexy. We saw what the Dodger fans did in the summer when they took over the building. We know Met fans are going to want to get in the building. Those prices are going to be insane.
But you know what, Tommy? I don't think it matters when you're in the World Series. Now, I think it adds to it. Like, you're right about that. Obviously, a Subway Series, you got more people that can go. But, like, when the Mets played the Royals in the World Series, prices were nuts because the Mets are in the World Series.
I understand that. But you have, obviously, the Met fans. There's tons of us. And then there are Dodger fans. So my point is there are no, like, Royal fans if they were around or Rockies fans if they were in it.
Let's go to Tom in West Babylon. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Kiki Evan, if you can, I want to go from misery to happiness. So I want to go from the Jets to the Mets. So, Kiki, I could talk to you because Evan's a Jet fan like me, diehard. The misery is we can't stop the run. And if I told you in the beginning of the season, Aaron Rodgers will have the ball three times and come away with no wins.
Yeah. Well, you mean three times with a chance to win the game at the end?
Yes.
Right. No, I'd be shocked.
And nothing.
I'd be shocked because there were certain quarterbacks that you just knew over their history that given the ball in overtime or last possession type of situation, they were doing it.
Automatic.
Tom Brady was one of them. Aaron Rodgers was one of them for the longest time. It didn't matter the circumstance. It didn't matter how good or bad the wide receiving crew was. You just knew that they were going to get it done.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers, for whatever reason, is not that player this year. And it's hard to put your finger on it other than he didn't play at all last year, except for the five plays we always talk about, because of his Achilles injury, and he's 40 and he's still recovering from that. But I'm not used to seeing Aaron Rodgers fail in those opportune moments.
And it's happening.
Because he never does.
And it's happening all the time now.
Yes.
Not that Aaron is to blame for last night's loss, but you're right. How many games in a row has the ball been in his hands where the Jets could win?
Right. He threw it. It's an interception.
Yeah.
Both to Mike Williams, right?
Yep.
The last two.
Yep.
So part of that is maybe on Mike Williams. It's part of it's on Aaron Rodgers, too, though.
Aaron Rodgers can take some blame.
Yes.
More of your calls coming up. Sean's got a Cinco de 5-0 list. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019.